This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Gathering a smaller-than-expected crowd in Tulsa, Oklahoma, President Donald Trump sought to reinvigorate his reelection campaign Saturday amid anti-racism protests in cities across the country and a still-strong coronavirus pandemic. The president and Vice President Mike Pence canceled a scheduled outdoor event in Tulsa when thousands of expected supporters did not show up. At the indoor rally, Trump blamed the smaller crowd on the media, Black Lives Matter protesters, and others he called, quote, very bad people doing very bad things.
You are warriors. Thank you. We had some very bad people outside. We had some very bad people outside. They were doing bad things.
Hours before the rally, Trump's campaign announced that six members of its advance team had tested positive for COVID-19. Oklahoma has reported a surge in COVID-19 infections in recent days. A U.S. judge on Saturday denied a request by the Trump administration for an injunction to block publication of a book by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. We get more in this report produced by Reuters' Jonah Green.
The administration has sought a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction against the publication of The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir, saying it contained classified information and threatened national security. In his ruling, U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth said that, quote, while Bolton's unilateral conduct raises grave national security concerns, the government has not established that an injunction is an appropriate remedy. But the judge also said it was too late. Quote, with hundreds of thousands of copies around the globe, many in newsrooms, the damage is done.
That report from Reuters' Jonah Green. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. China unveiled the details Saturday of a planned national security law for Hong Kong that will allow the Communist Party to markedly expand its power and tighten its control of the Asian financial hub. China's National People's Congress Standing Committee wound up its meeting Saturday without the legislation being formally approved, though the details released by the Xinhua official news agency prompted widespread unease among legal experts and analysts. According to an explanation of the law released by Xinhua, a new National Security Commission headed by its Beijing-appointed top leader but supervised by the Chinese government will be established in Hong Kong. China has repeatedly prompted Hong Kong leaders to enact legislation to plug a loophole of national security in the wake of year-long protests in Hong Kong sparked by a controversial extradition bill. Pope Francis on Saturday held his first audience for a group of people since Italy lifted its coronavirus lockdown. As Olivia Chan reports, the pontiff granted the audience to health workers from the Italian region most affected by the pandemic.
Doctors and nurses gathered in Vatican's Clementine Hall, wearing masks and respecting social distancing rules. The pontiff praised them for being angels and thanked them for their self-sacrifice and professionalism. He singled out how doctors and nurses had loaned their cell phones to dying patients so they could say their final goodbyes to their loved ones, calling it, quote, a gesture of creativity and love. Italy returned to relative normality on June the 3rd, when Italians were allowed to move between regions again. But rules such as social distancing in public and wearing masks are still in effect.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. A new report by the UN Refugee Agency says nearly 80 million people, half of them children, were displaced from their homes by the end of 2019. Reuters' Edward Barron reports it was released to coincide with World Refugee Day.
The numbers displaced are nearly twice as many as a decade ago, according to a new report from the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR. Hotspots in Africa include the Democratic Republic of Congo, Burkina Faso, and the wider Sahel region. The UN's Refugee Agency and the government of Kenya have ramped up their health response in the Dadaab refugee camp located in eastern Kenya. It's currently home to more than 217,000 refugees, and poor sanitation and overcrowding are major concerns.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.